kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you are victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
I was gonna mic check for Maria, but she's loud as fuck, so I don't have to worry about
wow.
that.
Wow. Oh, damn, bro. Watch your mouth.
Why?
You're so mean to me, you fucking asshole.
Well, I'm
gonna kick you. I'm gonna kick you through the mic. Yeah. Right into Richard Reed's big ass eye.
Whatever. It is the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the Sire of Sarcasm, Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with my lovely life, with our normal enthusiasm as always. And from the east side, from the west side, on the Skype thingy, we have the pinnacle of political perfection, Sibu Ogabi.
Wait, is Skype paying?
Huh?
Is Skype paying?
Oh, I'll damn it Wade that out then.
Yeah. we're using the patent pending Old Man Wade streaming service coming to you in 2021.
Yeah, if we survived that long.
Yeah, right.
And to my right,
we can promise anything for a year right now at this point. We're not going to survive that long.
And to my right, we got the animal lover, Ariwan Kenobi.
Hello.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah, it's dope, right? Ariwan Kenobi. Save me, Ariwan. You're my only hope.
I can't.
So Super Bowl, how you doing today, man?
I'm good, man. It's my day off. So I'm really just relaxing, trying to work on some new hobbies. You know, same old, same old.
Yeah.
Maria, life in the quarantine.
Maria, how are you?
Just living my best life.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for that. I'm glad
my best quarantine life.
Glad we can have that conversation.
You're welcome.
Ari, how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, I was trying to find something real quick, but unfortunately it's not working out the way I wanted it to. So I had to pause the story because I wanted to do something, because my lovely life finished the course!
Really, you went through all that?
I went through all that just to do that.
Oh, okay.
Did you keep all your rings?
And I immediately lost all my shit. I got my 100 rings and I ran into something and lost them all. In typical Old Man Wade fashion. Yo, speaking of Old Man Wade fashion, so I was talking to Superbook about this, and I think bigger the audience would love this. So I was sitting drinking wine while Ariwan Kenobi and Valkyrie were at the supermarket, and Superbook called me to be like, yo, what's going on? Just, just shooting the shot, thinking about things for oldmanwade.com. And he goes, what are you, a house husband? I'm like, shit. If my wife made enough money, I would absolutely be a house husband. And I told her this before.
Yo, you just made me sound so horrible. I feel like I had a whole different inflection, whole different everything, man. Don't make me sound like that on air with our audience.
It's the old man.
I'm progressive.
Oh, you are progressive. But you're going to get them jokes off, though. So Super Bowl brings up the air fryer, which I'm not a fan of. And he was like, why? It's super.
Yo, the air fryer needs a drop. It needs like a bomb drop.
Yeah, as soon as I
air fryer's that fire.
If I remembered what the fuck the thing was, I would do it. I think I know what it is. I'll find it later. But so he's like, but everyone loves it. I'm the only person in the world that I've known who is like just kind of like meh about it. And so Super Bowl goes, why don't you like it? And I go, because every time I use it, I feel like all the seasoning just comes off of it. I was like, I season it, everything comes good, and then it comes out bland.
But are you, like, putting, like, a spray on it before you're, like, putting the seasoning on?
See, Ariana, what you're doing is using common sense. You're using common sense.
Because whenever I use it, my stuff comes out perfect.
Yeah, when you and Maria do it, it comes out great.
Maria says she puts some cocoa butter on his chicken.
I overcook my chicken a little sometimes, but...
Now, I always overcook. I don't eat pink chicken. It has
Neither
to be cooked to the bone.
I don't want it to be, like, dry.
You're not supposed to eat pink chicken. I'm not saying pink chicken. It's just juicy chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, like, if you're eating pink chicken, then you may be a Blanco.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I don't fuck with it. And like, you know what it is? And plus, it's like, and so Valkyrie was like, you gotta flip it. I'm like, I'm not going through all that. if I'm gonna go through all that, then I'm actually gonna cook it in the oven or like pan fry it. I'm like, I just don't care enough. You know what I mean? But that's just me. Like, Ari and Valerie love it. And everyone else I know, they love it. I'm like, eh, I can take it or leave it.
Man, you spice up your chicken wings, man. Toss it with a little bit of, like, a tablespoon of olive oil. Throw it in the air fryer, 390 for, like, 25 minutes. That was a feast.
And you're probably right. And I'm pretty sure you and Shay Nice would make it great. But if I'm cooking, then no, it's not going to go in the air fryer. Yo, I was telling Maria this when I was broke and didn't know how to cook. I made a steak at a George Foreman grill.
I mean,
yo, that shit.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, you could have that shit could have been put on tires.
Oh well, you poorly placed it on a George Foreman grill.
Oh yeah, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
I mean, that was like college. That was like a college delicacy for me.
Oh, no, I didn't go to college. Like, I didn't have the dorm life, so I had the. So when I moved out, it was oodles of noodles and peanut butter and jelly. I ate so much peanut butter and jelly, I can't eat peanut butter and jelly.
Damn, you definitely ate like a college student.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Fucking noodles and salt, spaghetti and salt and spaghetti and butter.
You say noodles and salt?
Yeah.
Wait. You just like ate?
Yeah, I would get a pack of spaghetti, and I would just put salt on it.
What the fuck?
I was broke as shit. It was either glass.
Parmesan cheese is like $1.50.
Right?
Parmesan cheese is like $1.50 now. So back in the day,
broke people can make yo. We all grew. Well, I grew up broke, and I had good meals growing up. So I don't know.
See, my parents weren't broke. They worked the system well. I'll tell you off air. So we were broke, but we weren't like poor. You know what I mean? So, I didn't really know how to, like, scrounge some shit together.
Yeah, like weren't you telling me you never ate, like, fried bologna?
I've never had fried bologna.
I fucking don't understand that.
What the fuck is... What?
That's like a ghetto staple.
Nah.
Yes.
I had that nasty-ass mush shit. Where that fucking mush shit is that apparently your father used to make. With the cornbread meal.
Oh, no,
shit.
It's really good,
nah, that's actually kind of nasty. Because gruel, whatever the fuck you called it. Gruel. Thank
was that,
you.
Was that the name? Was it like...
It was like gruel.
Last Wednesdays, like, was that what we got?
It was just like
then?
A breakfast thing.
No,
like,
tell them what it was.
So it's like cornmeal, like corn muffin.
Mix.
My dad used to use like corn muffin mix. Like, I feel like that's just the easy way to do it. And you like boil it, and then it becomes like a thick kind of pudding that you put milk and sugar in.
Yo, you can't call that a mess. That's kind of, that's pretty much a porridge right there, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Condensed milk in that bad boy?
Oh, yeah, it's so bomb. Now I want to make it. It's so good.
I just know that.
Mess.
My dad
that's so
made it
disrespectful.
All the time.
Today on Hood Delicacies.
That's like a good brain thing.
It is.
Oh, man. Oh, so I didn't mean to move. I fucked up. I found the thing I was looking for. But yeah, man, so flat out, like, we all got that thing. Like, what did you eat more than anything else? Like, something that you were like, yeah, that's happening. Like, for me, it was oodles and noodles. Like, that was, like, I ate so many fucking, I swear to you, like, oodles and noodles and, like chicken. Like, do it shit in the oven, 450 degrees, 15 minutes, take it out, eat it, call it a day.
Chicken and rice.
Yeah, honestly, bro, like, my mom is like the best cook I know to this day, and I don't know how she did it as a like single mom having like two jobs, but she cooked constantly and everything she made was a smash. So like, it was always good. That kind of screwed me over when I got a little bit older. I didn't know moms couldn't cook. Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
because they were all like awesome cooks.
Yo, I got a funny story for you. So, one of the best times of my life came from an unfortunate incident where my grandmother's house caught on fire, her apartment. So she ended up living with me for like 2 months before she got a new apartment. And during that time, she cooked like almost every day. And so she would literally work from Monday through Friday. She'd get up, work her 9 to 5. or 8 to 4, leave, go to Star Market, and then work that until 11, and then come back. So some days she would cook at night. So she'd have stuff, or she'd just cook like a hot meal, so she'd have something like, you know, once she's like getting herself set up. So me and her used to sit up all night. Like, I'd come back from doing shenanigans or working at the Gap or whatever, and we'd sit up and we'd...
Shenanigans!
we'd come out and, you know, just have fun and talk shit or whatever. So she's moving out. So she's telling my little sister, like, you know, she's not going to leave. I mean, telling my little sister she's about to move out. And my little sister goes, well, who's going to cook? And my grandmother goes, well, your mother's going to cook. And so my little sister goes, but she don't know how to cook.
Damn.
I mean, I'm with you.
Don't.
Damn.
Don't relax.
Yeah, grandma, she can cook.
Yo, she,
That's what my grandma's cooking.
No, she makes, like, bomb. She makes this cake, like, I would eat the whole thing.
Oh, the cranberry? The cranberry,
like,
one?
If it would make me throw up to eat the whole thing in one sitting, I probably would.
Yeah,
I'm gonna need one of those.
It's so bomb. The cranberry.
The cranberry
one. She makes it for me, like, every time. Like on purpose, just because she knows I really like it.
So once all this is over, she actually said she wanted to come over and cook for me and Maria.
Aww.
Once all this is over, so when
well, we were doing that before, like, we were trying to, like,
set it all up, but because of the COVID and everything, like, we're just worried about leaving the house.
Right.
But,
yeah, asking for a co-host, what's the time and date for that? Like, just asking.
trust me.
No particular reason.
Trust me, like, my grandmother loves to cook, and she loved, like, if I told her, hey, she's met all my friends love her, and, like, because she's completely honest, and she molded me into the person I am today. So, like...
Like with a pound of clay? Are you made of clay, old man?
Well, I know my dad isn't my dad, so.
Oh, wait, what?
You know about this?
Are you Jesus?
I'll tell you off here. I'll tell you off here. Marie just gave me a look like.
I didn't say anything.
How about you? I thought you said dude. Like, oh. Oh, you're talking about those. Okay, so. I'll tell you off here. This story doesn't need to be on air. Okay.
It's too hot for air. Come out during on the director's cut.
Hey, you know, fuck it. My parents don't listen to this shit. So
what are you talking about?
So
they listen to it all the time.
Don't do it.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna tell a story about who my dad is.
No.
Okay.
No. Wait. As your friend.
No.
I don't think you should do it. But as your co-host.
Have it.
I think it would be a great idea.
Oh shit!
This is
it's a trap. But yeah, man. So that's been the beginning shenanigans that we always do. So where do you guys want to start? Do you guys want to start with Tekashi, or My Hero, or the names that are not allowed to be said in the Old Man Wait Show?
Wait, did you just say Tekashi 6ix9ine is your hero?
No,
and you're not allowed to say that on the Old Man Wait Show?
Nigga, no.
Oh, sorry.
So,
sorry.
The
patent pending Old Man Wait streaming service has some connectivity issues. My bad.
So, we can talk about someone who's a hero. We can talk about Tekashi. Or we can talk about the list of names of people who are not allowed to be talked about on the show.
Hmm. Lady's choice.
Safariana.
I guess Tekashi.
Alright, we'll get into Tekashi. How the fuck can you snitch and then come back and be popular?
Because we're in a whole new level of people. Like, and I don't, like, the world is different than it used to be. Like,
we're bored, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like the same people that would have cared about him snitching back in the day are the same people that care about it now, and the same people that wouldn't care about it are the same people that wouldn't care about it now. And so, whatever.
I also don't think people understand the concept of snitching. Like, someone will go, well, you just told on me. I'm like, yeah, I didn't snitch on you, though. I had nothing to do with the operation, so yeah, I told on you.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, whatever. And we've had this conversation before, so this isn't new me. Like, this whole, like, no snitching culture in the hood, like, it does exist, but people get snitched on all the time. I'm assuming. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Dog.
Also, right? I think that if you, I don't know, I kind of understand somebody like him doing it. Like, and I feel like the people that would that put him on, I mean, they kind of got what they deserved. I don't know.
Well, I'm not arguing with you with it, but my part about it is just like the fact that his I don't know if it's still the same, but his Twitter avatar was him eating cheese on a mousetrap in a fucking orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, I mean, that's great marketing, man. That's like, I think that's extremely smart.
Yeah.
Capitalize on it. You can monetize anything nowadays. And hey, whatever. Like, just make your money. I don't, whatever.
And, like, the younger generation is, like, eating it up. Like,
yeah, like, and it's funny because it's...
It's great. Because they don't understand the no-snitch culture. It's not the same. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And they don't... Nobody cares, man.
Yeah.
And if you think the story... And this isn't a defense of Tekashi 6ix9ine. I could really care less. I think some of his tunes are quite catchy.
I can't get past his look.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. He's young. He's like, I don't know. It's not for us at the end of the day.
It's really not.
But he's a kid. He's really a kid. And these kids, these dudes kidnapped him. You know what I mean? They threatened his mom. They want to kill him.
Like, yo, fuck his baby mom.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. Like, what would you do?
I wouldn't be in that situation.
No, you don't answer this question. We're not trying to get canceled. We also need the hood audience as well.
They are not listening to my stinking ass.
You don't know. You don't know what they would listen to, Mark.
I have the numbers. I know a lot of my listeners come from out of the country. Which is fucking... Shout out to you guys listening outside of the country. I don't know how you found this, but thank you.
Yo, if heaven has a ghetto, you don't think friggin', I don't know, Pakistan has one? Like, what's wrong with you?
Every place has a ghetto.
Look, man, as long as heaven got a comic book shop, I'm good.
I doubt comic books will make it.
Fuck you, heaven got a ghetto. How do heaven got a comic book shop?
Yo, if there was like a new Inquisition, like if the Christian church like took over, the first thing getting burnt. They're gonna be comic books.
Probably. Comic books and rap albums.
And rap albums.
Except for DMX. Exactly. For some reason, DMX will still survive.
Well, just books in general.
Oh, yeah. Books in general gotta go.
Oh, we can't have books.
Marie, what are your thoughts on Tekashi 6ix9ine and the whole snitching thing and him having a giant fucking video in Times Square?
A billboard?
No, it was like a little one of those videos. Is it a billboard if it's digital?
Is a digital billboard?
Yeah.
Or his digital billboard.
I feel like bully for him, man. He outwardly was like, "No, I'm snitching, bro. I'm not going down for this. I don't care." And he's bull faced about it. He doesn't even care. He's like, "Fine, call me your rat. I don't give a shit. Call me whatever you want."
Yeah.
So like for me, it's like it's bold to like. Be able to like take that step and do that and be like, whatever. If you don't like it, then I don't care. It is what it is.
Yeah. Are you saying about it. That Tekashi 6ix9ine is a groundbreaking artist?
I mean,
kinda, yeah. I hate to admit it, but yeah. Well, no, because
it's not about his music. It's about just about his whatever. I mean, I don't. I grew up in the no snitch fucking.
Yeah, but we are. Yeah.
So, like, I don't, like, I get it, but, like, kids, like, nowadays, like, I'm gonna say this, and I know it's so fucked up, but, like, a lot of them are, like, soft. Like, it's just different.
Well, yeah.
And I know that sounds, like, not nice to say, but their pants are tighter than mine.
Don't get me started.
They're soft like a purple mattress. Please sponsor us.
So I had to go in and edit some things, and, we're gonna act like none of that ever happened.
I can't do.
Yeah. But, yo, Tekashi, just so you know, be you. I'm just gonna leave it at that. Ariana, I agree with you. But I'm gonna leave it at that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I got a topic for you guys. I'll ask, you know, so Valkyrie, let's say we were getting a divorce, right? You're worth millions of dollars.
I ain't giving you shit. No, but... Sorry.
You make
sign that prenup.
You make millions of dollars.
We're already fucked. We're way past that.
And after I filed for divorce, I asked for $1 million so I could buy a mansion.
And I make how much?
you make millions plural.
And you, okay.
And I filed for divorce.
Yeah.
And I said, I want $1 million to buy a mansion.
Why are you leaving? Like, what's happening? What's
I don't know. Like, let's just say I want out of that relationship. I'm done with you. And after we're done, I'm like, hey, I need $1 million to buy a mansion.
I'd be like, eat a dick, bitch. Go get an apartment. I don't know what to tell you. You got a job?
You want her to give you money after you leave her?
Exactly.
The fuck?
But I wanted a female. I wanted a woman's opinion before I get into this. Super Bowl. How would you reply? How would you deal with that?
Deal with.
So.
All right. So who am I in the situation?
So
like, my wife wants to leave me.
Yeah, and then she's like, I need $1 million to buy a mansion.
And how much money I got? How much money do I have?
You have millions. You're an NFL player.
I probably would do it.
Yeah. It depends on the situation. That's what I'm saying. Like,
am I making hundreds of millions or like tens of millions?
Tens.
Get her a house.
Right? Exactly. You don't need a fucking mansion.
I won't be in a mansion with that.
So, after filing for divorce, Kristen Cavallari wanted former Chicago Bears quarterback to give her $5 million so she could buy a mansion. In response, Cutler froze all of his bank accounts so she couldn't access his money and told her to get a job.
Yes.
That's also
did you say Kristen Cavallari?
Cavallari?
Is that like Laguna Beach? Like,
I don't know.
I need to know who that is, because I can imagine that bitch doing something like that.
It's this woman.
And football money is not guaranteed money. I always remember that.
If that's nothing. Like, Jalen Rose said it best. He goes, you might as well sign an NFL contract and have it printed on toilet paper. Like, it ain't
pretty
worth
much.
Yeah, it ain't worth shit. And I read that, and I was like, and he's my hero for the week.
Yeah, we're going to beach.
Straight up, played it flat up and down, he's a hero.
Her family's fucking loaded. That bitch can go home and stay in one of her parents' guest house.
Yeah, her guest house is probably it's bigger than our apartment.
Yeah.
That she was on Laguna Beach as, like, a teenager.
What is Laguna Beach?
It was a show when, like, we were younger, like, about kids who grew up in, like, Orange County, California. Laguna Beach.
Also,
which is like a really...
what if they have a moderately sized guest house and it's not as big as your apartment?
It's still free, so she can shut the fuck up.
She has somewhere to go cry about the fact that she wants to leave her husband.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
Like, but what happened though that she's leaving? That's my real question. Because if it's because he's a piece of shit, then yeah. If she's forced out, or you know what I mean? Like,
well, she's not being forced out. She asked for divorce.
Yeah, but is it because he's a shitbag, or is it because.
apparently, he had an affair.
Yeah. Then, yes.
All
right. No.
He owes her a house.
Yeah.
That's different.
No. No.
Well, how long were they together?
No. I don't give a fuck.
What do you mean?
No, I don't give a fuck. She gets half. If depending on the situation, she deserves some of that money.
Yeah.
But some of that money, and she wants $5 million for the house?
Oh, no.
Suck my dick.
I thought she was just asking for the house. She's asking for half of his money, too.
Yeah, the normal fucking, divorce shit.
She's asking for $1 million house on top of a settlement, or she's saying she'll take that out. Can you pay it now so I can have a house so I have somewhere to live?
Even then, you get what the court tells you and then you call her a day. Fuck that. I don't care. Like, you get
if
what
you cheated on me and you had millions of dollars and you didn't have the decency to put me somewhere to live so that I didn't have to see your
fucking getting your money and buying a house. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, you just take the money and go.
That, exactly, and that's what she's
I'm
doing.
I'm not working on a deal. Like, yo, my lawyers will take care of that shit.
Damn.
Salty ass bitch.
Yeah.
Merck's petty, though.
Right?
I am not petty.
You, that is not petty ass shit.
How was that petty? You worked the course with some gold today.
So here's our problem.
You cheated.
Here's our problem. We got married poor, so we didn't sign a prenup, so
yeah.
Our wives are getting everything, bro.
Doug, that's fine. In this situation, if I ended up becoming rich, Valkyrie definitely deserves my half of what I'm getting. Absolutely.
And let's be honest.
But she don't deserve half of
what
I'm getting
and
more.
We're probably not going to be the ones worried about our wealth in this situation.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But yo, let's just say I end up making, let's say something happens and I end up making millions of dollars.
You about to slip on something?
A slip fall into the pussy.
What?
Shout out to Zazie Beats.
That's not what he was saying, you ass.
I'm just talking about the reason you divorced me. It had to be Zazie Beats. That's it. And I was just like, alright, I did this. She was like, well, I want a divorce. I'm like, okay, you get half. Problem solved.
You say that now.
You don't get half and other shit. Fuck that.
No, but maybe she was saying, can you give me a, like, buy a house now?
You're taking it out of my half. I don't care.
Like, okay.
I'm not doing you any favors.
But you fucked up.
I don't care. What does that have to do with anything?
Especially
if I cheat on you.
Yes.
And then I'm like, I'm not leaving this house. You have nowhere to go. You have no money because I'm the breadwinner.
That's not what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if she was like, hey, take the $5 million, I'm like, no, I'm not doing any of the work. You want a divorce, our lawyers will take care of it. And after that, not my problem. What you do with that money after that is not my fucking problem. I'm not
right,
going
but
to
like they want the divorce because you're putting your dick in someone else's fucking
vagina. And I understand that. And she is entitled.
Why do we put a dollar value on everything, people?
Hold on. Harvey, let me get this out. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is this. Someone cheats, male or female. The person wants to divorce because they were cheated on.
Yeah.
They deserve whatever the courts... They deserve whatever, whatever. Right?
Yeah.
If I'm the person, even if I'm in the wrong, I am not putting in extra work for that person. The courts will take care of that.
But it takes months sometimes to get a divorce.
Not my problem.
So then where am I supposed to go?
Not my problem.
After you fucked up?
Wow.
Yeah.
After you're the one that was a piece of shit.
If I'm the breadwinner, I would go somewhere until things were situated. But I'm a different kind of person. I would leave and find somewhere to go, while all the stuff situated and then was all said and done. I would go back home.
I mean, it doesn't matter anyways, because like you said, she's fucking rich anyways. So.
Yeah, she is rich.
But my point here is, if you're gonna cheat, you don't give a shit enough. So. Why give a shit about this thing else? Just like, all right, well, I'm going to go live somewhere else. And...
But he's obviously not doing that if she's the one that like needs a house.
But these are also
that's based on if somebody who cheats really doesn't give a shit. That's not necessarily the case. Like, things aren't that black and white. Things are complicated.
Well, I agree with you, Javi, but I'm not having this discussion because Marie doesn't agree with that at all.
What?
Cheating isn't necessarily black and white.
I totally think cheating. If cheating is the biggest sign of disrespect to me, there is no black and white.
It's a major sign of disrespect. But I'm saying the reasons why people cheat aren't always black and white. It isn't always, it's complicated. It doesn't mean you hate the person you cheated on. It doesn't mean you don't care about the person you cheated on. I think.
What is
it means that you did something stupid and selfish.
Yes.
But, you know. A lot of relationships have, like, kind of weathered the storm of cheating.
Yeah.
And I get things
and
like
that.
I get that. I just don't think I could be that type of person.
I can forgive cheating. I couldn't forgive cheating and then lying about it.
But you do lie.
No.
Yeah, because you're lying to your partner to go sneak off and get some dick.
No. There's a difference between cheating and going... And then admitting, hey, I just did this, as opposed to cheating, and then having to find out that you were cheated on.
Okay.
Like, I can deal with the idea that I was cheated on, because I've been cheated on. I've been the simp-ass nigga who's gone back to it, because I was young and stupid. But if the relationship's worth it, then I think I would stick with it. But there would have to be a lot of talking going on, there would have to be a lot of counseling that goes into it, but I could probably forgive a cheater. But I couldn't forgive someone who cheated. Well, let me rephrase it. Someone who's constantly cheating and then lying about it. I think that's different.
Yeah.
I could probably forgive a one-off.
Like, if you were, like, out at a party, got drunk, and ended up sleeping with somebody versus, like, having an affair.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I think there's a little difference between all of that and whatnot. So I think that's where my mindset's at. But I don't know. Like, I guess it's different with me. Like, I don't see the big deal. You know what I mean? Like, if you cheated, I'd be obviously be upset, but I can probably work through it. Yeah. But for you, you can't. So.
Yeah. And I think it's hard to say how somebody would react unless you're in that situation for real. So.
But yeah, so I guess there's certain things that you can forgive. Like, Ari, could you forgive cheating?
No.
And you obviously couldn't. What are some, other than cheating, what are some boundaries that you're just like, nah?
Everything.
No, like what are some, like, other than cheating, what are some things you're just like, no?
Even
if you treat someone, oh, I can't stand when someone treats, like, restaurant staff or, like, people who are working or, like, trying to do their job and they show them, like, any sort of disrespect, I will not associate myself with you. I can't. That's messed up.
Someone said that. I saw one of the memes. It was like, if you treat wait staff like trash, then you're not a good person.
Yeah, no, not at all.
But I think it's different because we've both worked in the customer service industry.
Yeah.
And you work in a customer service industry of sorts.
No, it's not of sorts. Like, people think that nurses are, like, concierges.
Yeah.
But it's still a customer service kind of thing, even though it's not considered customer service. The patients would be the customers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it is. Hospitals treat their patients like customers. Like,
yeah.
The customer's always right.
Yeah. Customers usually, oh my God, Just Greg has the greatest comment ever. He goes, the person who came up with the phrase, a customer is always right, had a poor business plan.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, like, I don't know, like, for me, I'm very forgiving, and sometimes it can be a bad thing. So...
You're forgiving in a sense, but in some senses you are not.
That's true.
I don't... It's weird to me that you could ever be in a position of, like, taking somebody back that cheated because you are stubborn. What?
Talk louder.
Oh.
For once in your life.
Shut up. I just mean, like... I don't, like, I couldn't imagine you, because you're so stubborn and you're petty about things, being okay with it, really?
Well, realistically, when I got cheated on, I just cheated back.
Yeah, because you're petty. You would have to.
How am I petty?
Two wrongs don't make a right.
But to quote honest, two wrongs don't make a right, but a damn sure makes a statement.
Then what are you doing with that person?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of explains the way Mark sees it, because... He did the two wrongs don't make a right thing, right? And he understands the consequences of that. So that probably allows him to be a little bit more forgiving, if that makes sense.
I've also never been caught cheating, so there's that.
Say it again, I can't hear you.
I've also never been caught cheating either, so there's that.
Huh. Well, whoever you're talking about knows now.
What does that even mean?
It means
sir?
Like what it sounds like. I never got caught cheating.
I take back my wedding vows.
Well, I didn't cheat on you. I actually care about you.
Who says those things?
A dickhead. I care about you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I've just never got cheated before. I got cheated on once, and I just said, okay, I guess this is the game we're playing.
Huh. So and it's more like an ass head, not a dickhead.
I see what you did there. Well, actually, wouldn't be my dickhead, so. Yo, alright. Oh.
She doesn't like you right now.
I was not a good person. What do you want from me? I was not always the person I was. Like, now, I avoid that shit like a plague. If I even think a woman is flirting with me, I'm like, hey, so my wife. And like, let's not even, like, don't even go there with me. Maria know this. I only go to bars that know, the people who know me, specifically because of a Chris Rock joke that I bring up here on here a million times. A man is only as faithful as his options. So you know what I don't do? I do not give myself options.
I don't agree with that, yo.
Why don't you agree with that?
Because there's always options.
No, they're not. There's not always, like, I don't have options right this second.
Because you're at home. But, like, I feel like there's, especially nowadays with, like, Facebook, social networking, like, there's always options.
Yeah, but you have
and to. And I think that, like, you always make the choice to do the right thing. I don't think.
But no,
I don't think. Preventing yourself from having conversations with people is necessarily a good way to prevent yourself from cheating because
But that's the point though, like you
what's
said,
a choice.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, no, but that's the point though. Like you said, like you hit the nail on the head was like you can have fun conversations, but you also know when those conversations can turn left. And you know what I mean? If you put yourself in a situation where the conversation goes left and you continue to go left, you put yourself in a position to have these options. I don't do that. So as soon as...
Yes.
Like, for example, my wife doesn't want me wearing my wedding ring at work because it can, I can end up getting like bacteria and shit on it and bring like COVID home or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I just don't. But so when I did wear my wedding ring, whenever I thought a woman was flirting with me, I always handed them everything with my left hand. So they would see.
That don't work.
And look, don't get me wrong. I've been in situations where they're like, well, will your wife find out? I'm like, no, well, I'll know. But I'll know. But you know what I mean? I can't do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't live, for as stubborn as I am, my wife also knows that, like, I have an insane amount of guilt for shit that doesn't matter. So imagine how I would feel with things that, like, that actually did matter, knowing that I hurt her and stuff like that. So I don't put myself in a position to have these options. That's just, like, it would be like, if you know a woman wants to go home with you, wants to fuck you, you're not going to go. If she's like, oh, come home and, like, help me get undressed. It's like, nah, bitch. The fuck away from me. What the fuck is wrong with you? But, like, if it's somebody you know, and they, like, if it's an attractive woman that you know, and she's, like, she's puking, and it's somebody you're comfortable with, like, you'll help them out while they're puking in a bucket. But if it's some random...
Yo, man, does that happen to you? Like, are you just walking? Are you just, like, on the bus, and some random woman is like, hey, you, come home. Get me undressed. Is that happening regularly?
On a bus, no.
No?
No. I'm not that fly.
Didn't someone try to grab your junk?
No, someone did grab my junk. So, like, someone literally grabbed my dick while I was on a train. I'm like, yo, are you kidding me right now?
Wait, what?
I was, yeah, you were, this is a story. Latoya was like, oh, like, that's what you get for wearing what you were wearing. I'm like, really, nigga? Like, that's what we're doing right now?
That's crazy. Maybe that person was just crazy. It seems like there's a fine line between doing something that's inappropriate and doing something that's just literally crazy.
Say it again?
I'm saying maybe that person was just crazy.
Possibly. But like, dog, like, I don't know, man. Like, I just know that personally, I don't have to put myself in a situation and cheat. I constantly talk about my wife because I'm like, yo, don't think that anything else is going other than this conversation and some friendship.
Oh, you're one of those people.
I am one of those people.
Oh, God.
So, like, it's just what it is. Like, I'm aware of who I am, and I know that, like, if certain things pop up, it's like, you know, you do what you do. Like, all right, you're single now.
Yeah.
How did you, when men or women flirt with you, how did you get out of it? Like, how do you just go, like, hey, I'm in a relationship, like, even though they say, I don't care, what do?
I just need you to be aware that I don't really get hit on ever in life in general. So, like, I don't really experience that. And then apparently I don't realize when people are flirting with me when it is happening. So, yeah, I'm the wrong person to ask, man. I'm sorry.
And as Valkyrie, but she will say the same thing even though I've constantly told her that people flirt with me. And I'm fucking that dude up when I see him.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Sergio, what the fuck his name is. But, yeah, so, it's, I don't know, man. Like, I don't put myself in positions to do that just because the flesh is weak, and I know that if I'm in a position where something could happen, so why put myself in that position?
The flesh is not weak, old man. The flesh is strong.
It's not.
You're stronger than you think you are, bro. Like,
yeah, I'm stronger than...
I don't not go places because I'm afraid that I can't not cheat on you. Like, I've never gone to, like, a place. Like, I'm not gone to a place because of that. Like,
you're a better person than me.
Oh, my God.
I just know better. Like, I'm not going to be alone in a room with Zazie Beetz because if she throws it at me, you know.
Kylo.
I'm going to get that domino luck.
I can't say that.
Well, just being completely honest. All right, before we wrap this show up, Ari, you got some stories for me?
Yeah, I got a few.
So, we have Astonishing Tales with Ariana.
All right, so this one was a friend of mine. She's a girl, and she went to go see a guy, and they were on a date, and he kept asking her to take pictures of him. and, like, pose, and he would do, like, really stupid poses, and then get mad at her because he said she wasn't taking the picture right, and he needed to get her his angle just right. So, like, literally, she took, like, an hour just, like, snapping pictures of him until she was like, I gotta go. Like, I can't do this with you anymore.
So, they went on a date.
Yes.
And the purpose of the date was for...
for him to get a free photo shoot with a cell phone.
Valkyrie, thoughts?
I just... I can... So...
I think we broke her.
Like, I know that shit like that happens, but like, what kind of fucking crazy do you have to be to do something like that?
Yeah.
That's pure narcissism.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Like, I kind of feel like that's the type of guy who's just like...
She like, was you, like...
You're privileged to be in my presence.
Yeah, she was telling me on FaceTime...
Oh, yeah. Shit, yes!
She was telling me...
She might have got murdered.
Yeah, she was telling me on FaceTime, and she was, like, acting it out for me, and it was just, I was just laughing so hard, because I was like, Brianna, like, why did you stay for as long as you did?
Like, you know what's crazy about your stories? Like, I'm always just relieved that everybody involved survived.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's a good time. It's a good time. This one time...
But, you know you're not having a good time if somebody's not, like, close to being murdered or, like, kidnapped.
Exactly. It doesn't make a good story after.
No. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. This one is a personal thing that happened to me. Oh, so, man. Yeah.
Does Valkyrie need to cover her ears?
No. So, anyways. So, I was talking to this guy. And for like a couple weeks, and he asked me if I wanted to hang out with him. This was like right before like me coming up here, and I was like, all right, maybe I will. So get there, it's nighttime. I like just got out of work, and he's wearing sunglasses at night.
Unless you're Cyclops, no.
Exactly, and he was holding two boxes, and I was like, what are those? And he like, I rolled down the window, and he's like, these are my Buffy dolls. Remember what? Buffy? Remember Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yes. The movie or the TV show?
The TV show.
Yes.
He had collectible dolls of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel and Spike. And he, like, brought them and was, like, showing them to me. And
so, on his level of hotness to you, was he a 10 or a 20?
So
on a scale from 1 to 10.
Here's what happened, okay? He was sending me pictures of himself, but apparently they're from when he was, like, younger and in high school. Like, just out of high school era. So, he really looked nothing like his pictures and looked really disgusting. And actually, he smelled like ass, so I told him I had to leave. And then he, like, got into an argument because I, like, stopped, like, by, like, his house. And, like, I didn't know he lived with his dad, and his dad and him got into an argument, who apparently was a police officer.
Wait, you didn't think that the crazy guy that has Buffy dolls wasn't living with his parents?
No, I never, like, occurred to me to think that, like, he was living with his father who was a police officer. Oh, and okay. He was drunk, too, by the way, so he was wasted. And
his dad or the guy?
No, the guy. So his dad looks at me. Mind you, I literally was there for less than, like, not even, like, 5 minutes. Because I was, like, trying to leave. Because I was like, all right, this is weird. I'm going to go. So, I'm, like, about to leave. And then his dad comes out. And he's like, I know that you two were just drinking. And I was like, not me. I'm, like, I just got out of work. Like, I don't even know you. Like, see you later. And then he, like, tries
see
to...
See you later.
So, then I start to back away. Because I just start, like, getting into it. So, I, like, back away. And I, like, get in my car. And I'm, like, good to, like, back away out of the driveway. And then all of a sudden, he, like, throws himself... No. He throws himself onto my car, and he's like, wait, I can't be here. I can't be here with him. And he starts, like, crying.
The father?
No, the son.
Oh.
The guy was crying, like, telling me that
What is it with you and stories about guys crying?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yo, I'm kind of speechless. However, like, I need to see... this in a visual format. I don't know if we have to do Old Man, but we need to take Ari's stories and turn them into just more visually entertaining as well as they are audio. Like just listening to them. And these are awesome.
It reminds me of that Pink song, Please Don't Leave Me.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'll send you a link. I love that fucking song.
Please. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Don't leave me.
Yeah.
And the whole video where she's whooping his ass.
Yeah. So the story's not over. So he's in my car crying.
Wait.
Yeah, no, it's not over.
The story's not over. So he's in my car crying.
Yeah, he like got in my car like while his dad's like screaming at him, and I was like, I'll just drive up the street and then like have him get out so I can just go home. So then I drive up the street so we can get out, and I'm like, all right, I need to go home. And I always use my dog as an excuse. I'm like, you know, my dog needs to be let out, and he needs to go to the bathroom, and he needs to be fed dinner. So I really have to go right now. And then he's like, all right, well, can I just, like, use your phone? And I was like, wait, why do you need to use my phone? Because turns out he was using his house phone the whole entire time and was Facebook messaging me. But I never thought about it. Because like,
no, that's like the major, that's a major red flag right there. He used my house phone.
Right. Like, but like the thing is that like when you're talking to your friends, like, I don't know about you guys, but like me and my friends, sometimes we like, I'll have a straight up conversation with like one of my friends just only on Facebook Messenger, and then another conversation only on Snapchat, and then another conversation only through text.
Yeah.
So I never occurred to me to think that like he was only Facebook messaging me because he didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, so I really just thought, and I had talked to him on the phone, so I thought that he was calling me off of his cell, but, like, I always just messaged him through Facebook Messenger. So like, it never occurred to me, and I was like, he's like, oh, I don't have a phone, that was my dad's house phone. I haven't had a phone in a while. And when him and his dad were arguing, his dad was like, you haven't had a job in forever, all you do is get fucked up and, like, sleep around my house, and, like, and I was like, oh, you lied about everything. So then I let him use my phone to call his friend, and then he starts crying to his friend, telling him how he got into a fight.
Crying again?
Mind you, he's 32.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And I was like, all right, so I get my phone back, and then he's waiting for his friend to come pick him up. So I go to start to leave, and he was like, oh, can you just wait for my friend to get here? So I'm like playing music, and he goes, because you know I have the metal thing on my dashboard for me to just put my phone back up with a magnet. So he goes to reach for my phone, and he's like, why do you have a lock on your phone? I'm like, because of people like you. And he's like, well, I just want to listen to music. So I was like, fine. So then I start to put on like a shuffle, and then he's like, no, we only listen to Metallica. Metallica only. So like, I put on Metallica, and he starts air guitaring and crying and like bobbing his head. Like,
where did the fire come from?
All at the same time. And I was like, what the fuck?
Like,
no, then his friend showed up, and I was like, all right, and he's like, can I have a kiss? And I was like, no.
No.
What? No? I was like, what made you think that anything a part of this made me want to kiss you? And he's like, well, I just figured, like, you know, I'm just so hot. And I was like, no.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
He didn't say that.
And then he almost forgot his Buffy dolls, and I was like, sir, can you take your Buffy dolls out of the backseat of my car?
Okay, time out.
He bought the Buffy dolls?
Yes, he brought them with him.
Did I miss that?
Yes.
I missed it too, because the whole time I'm hearing this, I'm assuming you're in his car with the Buffy dolls?
No.
Because now it just makes it even funnier, because he brought his Buffy dolls with him.
Yes.
On a date.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, I understand emotional support things.
Yeah.
Like, I used to go on, like, I used to go on dates with my book bag.
Yeah.
What?
I take my book bag everywhere I went, but it's a book bag. Oh,
no, I just got, like, emotional support, but, like, not an emotional support animal. This dude had a box of Buffy dolls.
No, there are, like, three individual boxes that have never been opened of Buffy the Vampire Slayer collectible dolls.
Full disclosure, I actually own an Angel action figure in a small collection of Angel and Buffy comic books. So,
yeah, this guy would have, like, had an orgasm over that.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black, I guess, in my part.
Yeah, but you're going to take that on a date.
Yeah, you're not going to be weird about it.
No, I just want that. I just want to disclose that.
Yeah, no, I'm all for people being into their different things, and, like, being into comics, being into, like, dorky, like, nerdy stuff. Like, do you? But don't go on a date.
I don't even necessarily think, okay, he's a nerd, but I think he was in jail since, like, the early 2000s. Think about it. He only listens to Metallica, and they were, like, blowing up in the early 2000s. Like, you know, they had, like, a third revival around the time. Right? Buffy the Vampire Slayer was hot, and he only showed you pictures from when he was in high school.
Yeah.
He was in prison. He got arrested, like, his senior year in high school. He was a big fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Just got out, and he was trying to sample the world and become a better person. And because of this
I can't.
Crazy date, he went back to jail.
I hope so.
I don't even have... Yeah, that person shouldn't be on the streets.
No. I just never seen somebody air guitar and sing like heavy into Metallica while crying at the same time.
On a first date.
On a first, like, hangout, like...
You clearly didn't get out enough in 2001.
No. Yeah, no, absolutely not. Yeah.
People were just air guitaring Metallica and crying their lives away.
I just think what's funny, too, is that he thought it went so well that, like, he
deserved something
because he thought that it went so well. And I was like, you know, you have a good night. And I just sped away. And then I blocked him and everything.
That is literally my favorite part about all this, is the fact that he was just like, yeah, so can I have a kiss?
And they had everything. I had, you know, creepy old dude, had catfishing,
yeah,
had Buffy the Vampire Slayer. There were action sequences, dudes jumping on hoods of cars.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
A house phone? Like, come on. That's
nice.
A house phone.
Like, who the fuck uses a house phone? Like, I have a cable deal, and you have to get the phone with it. I've never plugged the phone in, and I don't even know what the number is.
I didn't even know we had a house
phone. Yeah, no, we could totally plug in a phone, and it would work.
Oh, my God.
Like, we could get one of those long fucking phones that have the long cords.
Yes, and just walk around the whole entire house, and then, like, Mark has to play, like, Limbo to get underneath it all. Yeah.
I just had a great idea for a new invention. It's a cell phone, but you don't have to worry about charging it, because you plug it to the wall.
I fucking can't.
And that's been
in your house.
And that's been the old man Wade show. I am totally duh. What the fuck is wrong with people? I'm leaving it at that, man. Hey, Super Bowl, tell everyone where they can find us, because you know all the shit.
You can find us on the Old Man Wade Show page on Facebook. You can find us on oldmanwade.com, where you find articles, episodes, all types of stuff. You can find us on, like, every streaming service. You could also find us doing CCBN for blackrabbit.com. Blackrabbit.com. And, yeah.
So, yeah. Ariana, you don't want anybody to find you anywhere, do you?
Not really, no.